Moving into our regular agenda, start with action item number one, report and possible discussion on fiscal year 2010 second quarter budget report. John Hawes, Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is the our normal quarterly report on our budget performance for this year. This, of course, is for the second quarter, which is through February the 28th, 2010. You received the detailed schedules with your diligent materials. This is simply a summary of one of those schedules there that just sort of gives the highlights of the performance for this through the second quarter. And if you'll, folks, look at the year-to-date column over here, you can see that our revenues, we're a little bit ahead of our revenues, which, of course, is good by some $200,000 through two quarters. Expenses, we're a little bit under on the expenditure side, which, of course, is also good. And in our capital projects, we're a little bit under on our spend, or quite a bit under on our spend on the capital project side. Several of the projects have been delayed or deferred or for various reasons. And in fact, I think tomorrow when we discuss some of the budget and some of the projects, you'll get a little more information about the status of some of those projects. You can see our ending reserve balance as of 2/28 in the third column from the right. It's about $53 million at this particular point on our uncommitted reserves balance. And I'll be happy to answer any questions if anybody has about the any of the numbers here or any of the detailed numbers in the report.
Questions? Thank you, John. Action item number two, report and possible discussion on investment officer's report for second quarter of fiscal year 2010. John Hawes.
Another information-only item. This is required under the Public Funds Investment Act, as you all may remember. This is the report, of course, on the investment performance of our total portfolio. We both have restricted funds and unrestricted funds in this in our portfolio. In just a second, I think we'll bring up the summary. Again, there's a fairly detailed report in your materials. I'll just hit a couple of summary items about it. See, basically over the last couple of years, you can see the trend of how the book value of our total portfolio has gone up and down, which is, you know, typical of what we expect as funds are both received and expended over time. You can see our ending balance as of February 20th, 2010 is about a little over $98 million. The significant aspect of this is the other column to the right, which I've talked about before, the average yield to maturity. And as I know everybody would be familiar with, our yield to maturity has continued to decline over at least the last 2 years, really over the last 3 or 4 years, as interest rates have gone down to, of course, where they are at historic lows at this particular point. I don't necessarily expect it to decline much more. It may go down a little bit in the next quarter or two, but not a whole lot more, because obviously interest rates are about as low as they can be, and it's when we reinvest funds, we, of course, have to reinvest at lower rates, so that's why the decline. If you go to the next slide, there's a couple of more slides that I think graphically. This is the book value. This is the total value of the numbers. You can sort of see the trend. And in fact, I go back 4 years here. So this is basically over about a four-year period of time where you can see how our portfolio values have gone up. And they peak at a certain a couple of the peaks were where we bill out early in our fiscal year. We bill our water revenues, get a lot of our water revenues at those points early in the fiscal year. This extremely high rise right here was basically the proceeds we received from the Water Development Board on a bond issuance that they purchased in that whole forest. And we had $22 million of proceeds for the Lake Granger intake project that we still have those proceeds. That project will be going forward, but we haven't spent those proceeds, expended them yet. So we still have those proceeds. So that's what is the spike there. Those, of course, would be restricted funds they're, of course, will be used for that project. Next slide. And this is showing the average yield to maturity. You can certainly see graphically what has happened, as we all know, what interest rates from back in 2007 when they were at their peak, and how they just steadily declined. And as we've had to reinvest, of course, our investments and securities. And, of course, we're pretty restricted under the Public Funds Investment Act to invest, and properly so, to invest in very secure things, treasuries, agencies, collateralized certificates of deposit, FDIC insured certificates of deposit, and the like, where the principal is really guaranteed or not at risk. But you can see how the yields have gone down. So I'd be happy to answer any questions about that, if anybody might have.
Questions?